Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk, lo Melanesia update, me Koroi Hawkins. This time they me join him now, team from Buzz FM, lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines, Interchange Limited to host the Pita 28 AGM and Business Forum Expo in Port Vila. Calls mount for specialised mental health facility. Ministry clarifies road safety misconceptions. Prime Minister Salwai tours VMF Cook's barracks with outgoing Australian High Commissioner. Shepherd President contacted a two-week engagement tour of Shepherd's Island. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Parliament to convene for 2024 First Ordinary Session. The first 2024 First Ordinary Sitting of Parliament is slated for May. The Office of the Speaker has notified the 52 members of Parliament of the meeting to assemble, with proceedings set to commence on May 10th. There are 13 bills listed for the upcoming session, such as the Bill for Virtual Assets Services Providers for offer 2024, Public-Private Partnership, Bill for the Public-Private Partnership Consequential Amendments, Bill for Vanuatu Intellectual Property Office Act, Supplementary Appropriation Bill 2024, Data Protection and Privacy Act, Bill for Digital Safety Authority Act, Bill for the Harmful Digital Communication, Bill for the Disaster Recovery and Resilience, Bill for Electrical Works Safety, Bill for the Reserve Bank of Vanuatu Amendment, a Bill for the Government Amendment, and Bill for the Government Contracts and Tender Amendment of 2024. Amidst a myriad of legislative agendas, particular attention is drawn to the enforcement of Bill's Data Protection and Privacy Act, Bill for Digital Safety Authority Act, Bill for the Harmful Digital Communication, aimed at holding individuals accountable for their online contact, particularly on social media. Lawmakers are poised to address the escalating issue of defamatory and threatening posts circulating on social media platforms, with Facebook being a primary focal point. The proposed legislation seeks to establish clear legal frameworks that will enable authorities to take swift action against individuals found guilty of disseminating harmful content online. In Forum, Port Vila is set to become the focal point of telecommunications excellence as Interchange Limited gears up to host the eagerly awaited Pita 28 AGM and Business Forum Expo, scheduled to take place next week at the prestigious Warwick Lelagon. The four-day event promises to be a gathering of industry specialists and thought leaders from around the globe. Theme, Breaching the Sustainable Future, Navigating Innovation in a Disruptive Telecom Landscape. The forum aims to address pressing issues and trends shaping the telecommunications sector. With a diverse lineup of speakers and participants representing various member categories, development partner organizations and invited observers, the event is poised to facilitate meaningful discussions and collaborative initiatives. The PITA meetings, known for the exclusive and relevance, will provide a platform for attendees to delve into topics ranging from sustainable practices to innovative solutions in the face of evolving technological landscapes. In Mipu, in response to the recent incidents and discussions on social media regarding road safety, the Ministry of Infrastructure and Public Utilities, Mipu, emphasizes the importance of responsible behavior among road users. Addressing the aftermath of an unfortunate accident on Toma Road, where individuals resorted to damaging the asphalt, Mipu clarifies that such actions are illegal and subject to fines as per the Public Roads Act. Asserting that roads themselves are not the cause of accidents, Mipu underscores the role of drivers, pedestrians, and their behavior in ensuring road safety. The ministry urges all road users to prioritize safety at all times emphasizing the need for caution and vigilance on public roads. Additionally, MIPU provides insights into road design considerations, highlighting the rationale behind the absence of speed bumps on highways like Toma Road, while recognizing the removal of traffic signs along the FRD Ring Road. MIPU stresses the importance of adhering to road regulations to prevent accidents and ensure safe travel for all. The ministry reaffirms its commitment to promoting road safety and calls for collective efforts to create safer road environments. In other news, Johnny Morango, Director of Correctional Services, has emphasized the urgent need for a dedicated facility to accommodate inmates with mental illness within Vanuatu's correctional system. Morango's call to action comes amidst concerns that existing prison infrastructure is ill-equipped to provide appropriate care for individuals with mental health conditions. Echoing Morango's sentiments, Albert Nalpini, National Human Rights Coordinator, expresses support for the initiative, stressing the importance of prioritizing mental health within the justice system. However, Nalpini also acknowledges financial constraints, noting that the 2024 budget lacks sufficient funds to construct such a facility. Dr. Jimmy Albert, a psychiatrist from Villa Central Hospital's Mind Care, emphasizes the critical need for a safe environment within the correctional facility to prevent harm to mentally unwell inmates. Dr. Albert highlighted the current practice of remanding mentally unwell individuals in correctional facilities pending trial or assessment, citing concerns about prolonged detention and the lack of appropriate legislation. In response to the queries about training initiatives and legislative reforms, Nalbini highlighted the urgent need to train more new Vanuatu individuals in mental health. Dr. Albert, however, commended the Ministry of Health's efforts to collaborate with regional training institutions, paving the way for specialized mental health training. In government, Prime Minister Sholo Salwai has visited a newly constructed Vanuatu Mobile Force Cook's Barracks, accompanied by the outgoing Australian High Commissioner to Vanuatu, Heidi Boodle, and a cohort of distinguished officials. The tour serves as a testament to the long-standing collaboration between Vanuatu and Australia, as both nations reaffirm their commitment to enhancing security and defence capabilities within the region, witnessing a demonstration of VMF's operational prowess. The delegation gains first-hand insights into the force ability to navigate challenges, including the clearing of pathways obstructed by cyclone debris. Commander Astrophil Mwele extends gratitude to Australian government and other development partners for their unwavering support for the project, acknowledging the significant improvements realized within the barracks. During the visit, Prime Minister Salwai underlined the importance of equipping VMF with adequate firefighting resources, recognizing Australia's expertise in bushfire management and its potential to enhance Vanuatu's emergency response capabilities. The tour culminates with a farewell toast to outgoing High Commissioner Heidi Boodle, symbolizing the enduring friendship and shared aspirations between Vanuatu and Australia. As the delegation partakes in traditional shell of kava, cementing bonds of cooperation, Prime Minister Salwai was accompanied by the Deputy Prime Minister Matai Seremaya, Minister of Internal Affairs Johnny Kunapo, Minister of Youth and Sports Tom Kerr-Nedvunay, and other developing partners from France and New Zealand. And the President of Shiva Provincial Government Council, Kalmer Kalwatman, exhibited a strong commitment to grassroots governance by leading a delegation to Shepherd's Island, including Epi. Over a two-week journey, the President and his team visited various area councils, inspecting ongoing projects such as new water tank installations and office buildings. The area administrator of Veramali Area Council, Janet Ora, emphasizes that it was a significant visit, noting it has a reconnection with grassroots governance. The delegation's comprehensive itinerary covered all area councils, culminating in projects inaugurations and official proceedings in Veramali. Notably, President Kalwatman and his team presented water tanks in the area, symbolizing Shiva Province's dedication to grassroots development. The visit concluded on the 20th of this month, marking a a tangible demonstration of support and engagement with local communities from Shiva Provincial Government. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107, and Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nick Koroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.